Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 1, we finished verses 17 through 21. Today we will be starting with verses 22 through 27.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the works of man. Its truth by none ever was refuted, and destroy it they never can.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another broadcast of the Lamp and Light Ministries. I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready today as we continue in our study of the book of James. We're in James chapter 1, and today we're going to start with verse 22, and I have titled this section, Hearers and Doers of the Word. Now, if you read these verses, you'll see that I didn't have to work hard to come up with the title like that. But here's a message that I believe that each of you will want to hear. It's one that we each need to hear. It's one that I needed to study. It's one that I needed for myself. And I believe it's one that each Christian needs in this day in which that we live. And so let me encourage you to be following along over these next few days as we study from James chapter 1, beginning with verse 22 on the subject of hearers and doers of the word. I trust you'll have pencil and paper ready, that you'll follow along as we start in this study of the book of James. James chapter 1, verse 22. I trust also you'll call your friends and ask them to listen in, because that's how the Lamp and Light Ministry grows. Now, as we look into our text, James chapter 1, beginning with verse 22. He says, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." Well, there is a difference between being a hearer and a doer of the word. And he's telling you here in verse 22 of James 1, be careful. You could deceive your own self. Hearing without doing is a pointless thing. Doing without hearing is a disaster. Now, we here at the Lamp and Light broadcast, we stand by the King James Version, since it is the only translation from the Textus Receptus and the Masoretic text. That's Textus Receptus of the New Testament and the Masoretic Hebrew text of the Old Testament. And it's the only one translated into English from that, and those are the best manuscripts. But the best translation of the King James Version is a doer of the word. If we are not doers, we deceive only ourselves. And you can be very religious, you can be going to church, or you can be very faithful. But there are things the Word of God instructs. And my friend, to hear it but not to do it, that is not well nigh destruction. It is interesting that the idea of the word hearing is not just to hear what is being said or to be able to distinguish the words and discern them, but rather it's the idea of hearing with obedience. And so to hear without doing is a pointless thing. There are many books on shelves today. The Bible, we're told, is the bestseller. Yet I believe that it is probably the least read. Other books can entertain you, or they can give you knowledge, intellectual stimulation, and contemplative thought into spiritual and moral things. But the Word of God is different. It demands action. It demands action to be taken on what is written. We have an interesting passage from Deuteronomy chapter 5 that ties in here. First of all, Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 1 says, "And Moses called all Israel and said unto them, Hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your ears this day, that ye may learn them and keep and do them." And then the same chapter, verse 29, he says, "Oh, that there were such an heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever." You hurt your children and the line following through a life of disobedience. Now understand, disobedience to the Word of God as a Christian does not just affect you. It affects your family. It affects your family after you. So understand that you are responsible before God for your actions, and they do have an effect on the other members of your family. He says in Deuteronomy 5:32, "Ye shall observe to do, therefore, as the Lord your God hath commanded you. Ye shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess." If you're trying to live righteously and in a manner that is holy and acceptable to God, then hearing and doing go hand in hand. If you do not do it that way, all your piety is deceiving your own self the most. The most frequent hearing of the Word of God will not avail us if we are not doers of the Word of God. Scripture memorization means little if there is no action with it. Self-deceit can be the worst deceit of all. We must realize that faith is not faith unless it's put into action. Now, the word faith doesn't mean just believing something hard enough that it will actually come to pass. Many have that idea of faith that, well, if you'll just believe hard enough, it'll happen. No, faith is something that you act upon based upon a system of belief. And since you believe something, you do certain actions as a result of that. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, for those who are the called according to His purpose. And things may seem bad right now, and you may go through some bad situations and some terrible things, it seems like, in this life. But you stick to the Word of God. You live by the Word of God. You live a holy and righteous life. And you know, because you believe that, then it's become faith because you're living by it. Even though the present circumstances are bad, you know the eternal glory is great. And it makes the present not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. Again, a Christian can read, reverence, and respect the Bible. But if he does not act upon what is read, then he deceives himself. You come to church, and your sin is revealed to you by the Holy Spirit. Or a duty is not being done that you should be doing. For an example, you should be tithing to your local church. As a matter of fact, you've heard us on this radio broadcast say not to send us your tithe. We do accept offerings. An offering is anything above a tithe, anything above your 10%. But your tithe belongs to your local church. But let's just say that that's the area that you're not doing and the preacher hits it. You can get mad at the preacher. But the truth is, you're deceiving yourself. The problem is not the preacher. The problem is in your heart. It's an area where you're not willing for God to have His lordship. It is the same if you agree with what is said, but you simply do not do it. You can agree that everybody should win souls, But if you don't get out and witness, then, my friend, you only have a statement of belief. Now we go on and look at verses 23 and 24 here of James chapter 1, and this idea of being a hearer and a doer. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Well, the illustration here is of a mirror. In that day, a mirror was a very highly polished piece of brass, and it was used as their means that we would use our mirrors today. And what is being said here is that there is a difference between assent to a fact and action upon a fact. When it's action upon a fact, as we've already pointed out, we call it faith. You can honestly believe something is a fact, but if you don't act upon it, then it is only a stated belief, but it's not faith. For example, after terrorists attacked our nation through the towers in New York and the Pentagon, And then the airplane in Pennsylvania, we can say, boy, we're in a dangerous time. And when we go to a high alert, we can say, oh, yes, I believe that it's a dangerous time. But if you get on and off the airplanes and jets and you just go about and you say, well, look, why should they even monitor us? Why should they even check to see if there's weapons on our body and on our person? I just want to get on a jet that doesn't check for those things. Well, you can say you believe that there's a danger. But my friend, if you don't go along with what's happening there and you don't allow yourself to be checked, you want to be on something that doesn't get checked out, then my friend, you're saying that there is a danger is only a statement. It is not a faith. Now, why look into a mirror? Is it to see how handsome we are so we may feel good about ourselves and admire ourselves? Well, of course not. Many of you men are like me. You shave in the shower, and then some of you, I don't do this, but some of you keep your hair burned in order to avoid having to look in the mirror so much. We look in a mirror to see what needs to be fixed. We look in a mirror to see what needs to be straightened out. Now, as the looking glass shows us spots and defilements, things that are on our face and on our person, so the Word of God reveals our sin and failure. Now, is it negative to look in a mirror and point out problems that can be fixed? For example, if there's dirt on the face, you can see that. It needs to be fixed. If you need to be shaved, you can see it in the mirror, and then you can do something about it. So is it negative to see that you need those things? No. Well, we look into the Word of God, and it shows us these things in our life that need to be fixed. We need to fix it. Now, also you can look in a mirror and say, well, hey, my hair looks good, or everything's straight, I can go. Then you're not going out there wondering, well, I wonder if my hair's messed up, or I wonder if there's dirt on my face, or something else is wrong. And you're not worried about that now because you've already checked it, and you can go out in the confidence that you know by faith, having looked in the mirror. Well, in the same way, you can look into the Word of God, and if you're living right, you're doing right, you can know it, and you can be assured. And my friend, the Bible talks about the return of Jesus Christ, that you can have confidence at His appearing as a Christian, rather than to be ashamed, because you're living according to the Word of God. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet, and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.